helped her say it first.
Right, yeah, something like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, if they're passing it around and you didn't want something, part of it, you might say, well, I just don't.
Don't think I'd care for that.
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes, especially like we have a big Sunday dinner, then that night you might eat the same thing again. Now, you used to call it that.
Leftovers.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, when you're eating, you put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew it.
Now, did you ever know of anything that was made of cornmeal, just warm cornmeal and milk?
Mush?
Mm-hmm. Now, sometimes you can take coarsely ground corn, you take the husk off the corn, yeah. And what do you call that?
The husk?
No, I'm sorry, the what's left over after you take the husks off the corn, and it's just coarsely ground. Sometimes people eat it, they boil it and eat it in the morning.
Oh. Cornflakes?
No. I was thinking of, I think they use lye in the preparation of it.
Oh, hominy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Being lye water to some of the older ones, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it's dried,
mm-hmm.
Shelled, and boiled in lye water.
What was that called?
And what was that called?
Hominy.
Okay. Now, sometimes hominy would be ground more finely. Now, what would you call that? It wasn't served like whole. It may be cooked whole, but then it would be,
well, now that's grits, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what,
that's grits.
In it between hominy and grits.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hominy is a whole kernel.
Yeah.
And it's boiled. Now grits is, it's dried then.
Oh.
And served with milk,
mm-hmm.
Then for breakfast.
With milk?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's how you eat it here?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about a type of grain that is raised a lot in the overround Memphis? In the
rice?
Right. Now, I don't know if they ever did this around here, but some places in dry counties, they would make some non-tax paid alcoholic beverages.
Rye whiskey.
What did you call that?
Rye whiskey.
Rye whiskey? That'd be the kind, and made at home?
Well, it was Wildcat.
Oh, that'd be the kind of made at home?
Mm-hmm.
What,
but it's made out of rye, it would really be rye whiskey.
It really would be.
Yeah, if they made out of that, or corn, it could be corn liquor.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes there'd be kind that would be bad, that, you know, people would get sick and die from it. Did,
mm-hmm.
Did you ever
poisonous
hear
liquor.
Oh, you'd call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's something that's made out of sorghum. What do you?
Molasses.
Yeah.
Sorghum cane. There.
And what do you call the other sweet stuff that you might put on flapjacks? Now, suppose you come in the kitchen and something's cooking in there and it just smells so good, and you might say to someone, oh, just
what I want.
No, yeah, and you might want them to take a whiff.
Oh, just taste it or smell this.
Yeah. Now, if something isn't imitation, you might say, well, it's not imitation, it's
real. It's the real McCoy.
Right. Instead of saying real, you might say
genuine.
Now, if sugar is not already put into packages like